You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
It is Friday, August 28th, 2015, week 120 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Seska.
And let's get into our Netflix recommendations.
My recommendation is Girl Meets World Season 1. It is on Netflix. Season 2 has already started on TV. If you like Boy Meets World, there's some good episodes, some bad episodes, but there's a lot of references to Boy Meets World. There's a lot of guest stars from Boy Meets World. Let me list the ones they've shown. So they've done like almost everyone. Like Feeny's been there.
Though I think the only person who hasn't is like the little sister, right?
Yeah, she hasn't been there. But like parents have been there. They recast somebody for his brother.
Oh, that's weird.
He had a little brother.
His
little brother. Will Friedle was there. Eric was there. A bunch of episodes, like 3 or 4 episodes. Jack was there, one of the Lawrence brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Turner was there from the motorcycle teacher dude. Feeny was there.
Oh, the Sean's ex-girlfriend, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was in an episode. Even Sean's dad, who's dead, was in an episode.
That's strange.
Because like what they did in the show in Boy Meets World was he was like a ghost that appeared to him.
To Sean?
To Sean. And they did that again in Girl Meets World, which is cool.
So the ghost clearly aged.
Yeah, he aged. He's like, why is my dad's ghost aging?
It's like in, you didn't see it. Dewey Cox said last week.
Yeah.
But the ghost ages as Dewey Cox gets older.
That's awesome. I think that is all that have shown up. I believe so.
What about, what's that kid's name?
Oh, Minkus?
Yeah.
Oh, Minkus. Harley Kiner, who is the bully.
Huh.
He's got almost like a regular role. He's like a janitor at the school.
Makes sense. When you're a bully, you become a janitor. Yeah. You never get to leave that school.
Yeah.
That's what.
So, yeah. Yeah, Minkus, his son's actually on the show.
In real life. Is it
real son? In the show, in the character. But you don't find that out till like a little later. It's pretty funny. That's all. I want them to get Frankie back, who's like that big dude in a bunch of stuff. He's
Scientologist.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
Guy from My Name is Earl, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Earl and that dude are both Scientologists.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew the other guy was.
Yeah. Jason Lee.
Yeah. But, I think he may be too big for the show, but who knows?
They get a lot of people,
so I'm sure they ask everyone. It's like the heroes thing. They ask everyone.
Do you think anyone was like offended that they didn't get asked for the first season, and they're like, oh, we saved you for the second season because we knew we had so many people that we were worried that we're going to have everyone in the first season?
Yeah, I think because what they did is they didn't do anybody for like the first season. Well, they did for the second half, but like there's like the second season, they're like, they just in your face, like every episode, every other episode is like somebody.
Yeah.
So I kind of think they just wanted to get their footing. They're like, we need a show that isn't too, like, I assume this is what Better Call Saul will do. They're going to shove a lot more people in our face in season 2. But they just want to establish themselves as their own thing first. And then, like, oh, okay, now we'll do some cool stuff.
That's fair.
But yeah, check it out.
And I saw Wet Hot American Summer, First Day of Camp. That's my recommendation. I saw it, and I told you guys about it last week, I think. Or week before, I don't remember. I think it was last week. I mean, how many shows make a prequel with the same actors 15 years later or 14 years later?
Nobody.
No one. The crazy thing is some of them look like they haven't aged. Like Elizabeth Banks like has aged very well.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd aged very well. But then like some people look horrible. And then the cool thing is they got like a lot of people that weren't in it the first round or that were. One interesting one was I found out Owen, I think, what was his name? What's the guy's name? Owen Benjamin, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be in it, be in the movie.
Yeah.
And they ended up going with another person, and he's in the TV show.
Oh. That's interesting.
So it's really fun. And it's just crazy that you can get all these people. Like, everyone's in this.
Yeah. It's like...
Everyone.
Like, how many people are like, yeah, I'll do something I did 15 years ago, and we're all... Almost like 100% of them are all way bigger stars.
And we're going to add more people.
Yeah.
Like Jason Schwartzman's in it, and Jon Hamm is in it.
Yeah.
And, John Slattery is in it. And, oh, speaking of which, I found out in Age of Ultron, you see a picture of Howard Stark.
Yeah.
And it's a merging.
Is it?
John Slattery and...
Oh, okay. I gotta see that. I guess Dominic still Cooper. Of that or something.
Yeah, I saw a still on like Reddit or something.
Yeah.
Like, huh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. They answered our question.
Yeah. Always. We always get our questions answered. We might ask a lot of questions, but we always get the answer. Yeah,
eventually.
Yeah. So, Randall Park from Fresh Off the Boat. Who else is in this? It was like everyone. Those are all the people who weren't.
Oh, and then, Michael Cera.
Yeah, Michael Cera. And then Weird Al. Yeah. And a bunch of people that I can't remember. Kristen Wiig. Some dude from Suits, I think. I don't know what he's from. Another guy from Mad Men. Do you hear a Walking Dead rumor that Jon Hamm might be someone that's coming up?
I think that was like an old rumor. I don't know if it
starts with an N.
Still
something?
Happening. Yeah, I heard that rumor. It was like a while back.
Saw it just now.
I think it keeps popping up.
Huh. Makes sense. AMC probably has a good relationship with him.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but that's...
I thought he'd be a good governor, not looking back.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like...
Yeah, he could play a good... Like, he seems like a nice guy, but he could play a good evil guy.
That's Don Draper.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Go watch Wet Hot American Summer. First Day of Camp, if you haven't. But I recommend going to see the movie first, mm-hmm. and then watching this. Or maybe switch it up. Maybe watch the TV show and then the movie, and you'll be like, oh, now I get it.
I get what they're talking about.
So, yeah. How was your week?
It's all right.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Pretty quick week.
Yeah. Mine was a busy week. I built my hydroponic bucket thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's working out well so far. Kina Khan was this week. Mm-hmm. I got to MC.
Nice.
Which we weren't supposed to tell anyone. I don't think I told anyone. I freaked out about that.
About telling people?
Because I was worried that I said it on the podcast. Because I think I told you before we were recording time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure if we recorded it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that was crazy. That actually went really well. I was surprised. We got invited to do it again. So I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not. Keep that a secret, Edwin. But yeah, that was our biggest worry because it seemed pretty shaky for a long time. Mm-hmm. And everything worked out. It was a lot of fun. Went to a bonfire on Friday in Huntington Beach. And there was a great white shark there that
really?
Morning. I was driving in, you had to pay $15 to park at Huntington
Jeez.
Beach. And then there's a sign there that says, there might be sharks. And I'm like, that's interesting. I've never seen that sign. Then again, I haven't been to the beach probably since last year's Kina Khan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go home and I see on Facebook that someone posted an ABC7 news article about how there was a great white shark that morning at the beach.
They should be more with that sign. They should be like, "There was we saw a shark.
We
here.
Saw a shark.
Not just there.
Six
there might
to
be
eight
sharks.
Feet long.
Well, I mean, we're in the ocean, so of course there might be sharks.
Yeah.
There's always
because that's why I said I was like, "Do you guys see that sign? There might be sharks." And one of the guys is like, "Well, obviously there might be sharks. We're at the ocean.
All the ocean's connected."
And I was like, "I'm not going to go in
whales.
This water, not because of the sharks, but because it's Huntington Beach and this water is disgusting."
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, I think they should publish that. There was a shark here. Something. But I assume if you see that sign, you're like, there had to be something to put that sign there.
That's the thing. A lot of these people aren't from Southern California.
Oh, so they just think it's
I think they might just think it's normal.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because there's these two people that came from Europe, and it was their first time in America.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asking them. I felt so bad after. I asked them so many questions. Because one girl was from Amsterdam, and the other girl was from France.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what do you think of Americans? How much news do you get on America? And I think they get more news on us than we get on them. Definitely about Amsterdam. They get
more
news.
We don't get any news on the world.
Yeah.
Unless something tragic happened.
And I was like, did you hear about how many police officers are shooting people in America? And she's like, yep. And I was like, that didn't scare you when you came here? And she's like, nope.
We're not black.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she should have said. And then I would also ask a question and be like, how many people look like me where you live with a beard? And she's like, just getting more. I was like, because of Muslim people, right? And she's like, no, the French girl's like, we have a very popular hipster scene. That's a German accent.
A Nazi, too.
Yeah, Nazi.
It sounds... I don't know. Why did that accent sounds more Nazi if you, like, do the...
Yeah, we have a very popular...
Like, you do it the Nazi way.
Yeah. But she's telling me that hipsters, like, exist in France.
Oh.
And I was like, that's strange. Like, I feel like hipster... The whole hipster movement here is about being, like, Canadian and French.
Yeah. So you would think that'd be... Normal people would... You would think would be hipster.
Yeah, like a normal person. Like, you'd but see
to them, it
wouldn't
be because it's everyone.
Yeah.
So.
But it was nice seeing people from Canada and everything. We got to see Harold and Edwin. And then last night, we, like, they all stayed in a hotel. I stayed at home because I don't want to stay in a hotel. I forgot why I didn't stay in a hotel. Anyways, we're hanging out, and it's, like, midnight. We get back to the hotel, and then we're hanging out all, it's, like, 30 people in one room that we're all hanging out. And some, like, lady knocks on the door, and she's like, it is 12:30. She's, like, a Russian lady.
That's another German accent.
Yeah, it's another German accent. I like to give her a German accent. We came from New York. And she didn't have a New York accent. It's very Russian. And she's like, I will call the police. Please. And I was like, crazy. We're like, okay, okay. And then she went and reported us to the she, like, knocked on the door, and she's like, I'll report to the front desk. Then she went down to the front desk, and then we came back, and we're like, okay, we better leave the room.
Yeah. You need more than one room between all of you, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of rooms. So then we just went to another room.
Yeah, smart.
And then we saw her again, and she's like, if you guys don't be quiet, I'm going to call the police. I'm like, we're not in that room.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, wow. Lady, relax.
So what'd you guys do? Did you just leave a different room?
We just went to another room, yeah.
Just keep going to another room.
So. Oh, no, like, she didn't hear us then.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's fun.
Cool.
It was crazy, though. I'm seeing something like that. I don't know. It was interesting. Maybe I have a life on the
How
stage.
How many KinoCons is that in a row?
Oh, I missed 1 year out of six.
Okay.
Only two people have gone to all six.
Oh, okay.
Well, I never found out who the second person was. I know one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I never found out who the second one was. I should have just registered that year I didn't go. I should have just registered and just didn't go.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah.
Because that was the first year, that was when we started the podcast. I didn't go that year.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm going to miss too much of it.
Yeah.
Might as well not go. Anyways, what else happened? My plants are growing. I planted some okra seeds. Are you familiar with okra?
No,
ladyfingers?
Not too familiar.
And like it's in like gumbo and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a southern food.
Yeah.
Planted some seeds on the 17th. They sprouted by the 20th. I'm convinced it's a miracle plant that anyone can grow.
Wow. So these plants are going a lot faster than the way what you did before.
Yeah. I've like gotten it down to a science. It's crazy. Nice. So yeah, that's about it.
Cool.
Can't think of anything else. I don't know.
I didn't do much the week. On Friday, I went to the Angels game.
Was that the Blue Jays one?
Yeah, they got destroyed.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was like, by the Blue Jays.
By the time we got to the ballpark, it was already 3-0.
Oh, God.
So we're like, oh, man. You got free hats, though, so that was cool. Then I went to Roscoe's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Then went to downtown Fullerton after.
I saw that. You guys were sharing a fishbowl and stuff?
Yes. Yes. Nice. We got like two of them or something. Then we went to some bar. Club or something. I don't know. We only went to a couple places. But yeah, it was fun.
Nice.
Good time.
Yeah. I feel like now...
But it's just crazy, like, because every single place is done at 2 a.m., so it's just like a shit show at like 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m.
walking around, it's like, there's so many damn people here. And then I think Fullerton just started or
whatever. Fullerton starts tomorrow, on Monday.
Yeah, so and it's like packed.
So I'm going to be... dead next weekend because I have to drive. I found out I have to drive.
To Fullerton,
Yeah, on some days I have to drive there up and back twice because I made a mistake planning the schedule. Well, it's not too bad. It's like 11:30 to 12:45. I have class in Fullerton, and then I have to come back, and then I have class again at 7
night,
to 10.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not ideal.
Yeah, it's not too bad where you can do it and you'll still have some time down here.
Yeah.
But it's not too close where you're like...
Because I should... I'd have at least like 4.5 hours here.
Yeah.
I can come back, have 4.5 hours, and then I have to leave and go to school.
Yeah.
Cause
it's enough of a gap where if it was like 2, maybe 3 hours closer, you'd like, I have to stay here, like, but I don't want to stay here. For a couple hours. It's like, it's in that spot where you're willing to drive back
because
you got more time.
And I can just be at work, and I think I can work a little bit later. Like, I'll work until like 5:30 and then just leave straight from work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll see how I survive this week. Or else I might have to change my classes around or something. I don't know.
If you can get used to that.
Yeah. Maybe just drop one class and then take it next semester or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's it. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Short episode.
Yeah.
Yesterday's episode was very short. Anyway,
so. It seemed short, But on Netflix today, Inspector Gadget Season 2, Narcos Season 1, Once Upon a Time Season 4, and Revenge Season 4. Tomorrow, Ride. And on Sunday, Muffin Top, A Love Story.
Was Ride the one with Ethan Hawke and Selena Gomez?
I think that... Getaway?
Oh, that was Getaway.
Getaway. And then Ride Along is one with Kevin Hart. Just Ride? I don't... It says 2015, so it came out this year. So I don't know if it's a straight-to-DVD movie or... I don't remember in theaters. So...
Luke Wilson, Helen Hunt. Nope. Stupid Duck Duck Go. So useless.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone about it, because she was in digital marketing, and I was like, yeah, it's crazy how much information you can like clean off stuff. And then I was like, I use Duck Duck Go because apparently they don't take that information. But then when you try to find something, it's impossible.
It's not smart enough.
Oh, there's a movie that was called Ride in 2014. I think it might be that movie. On IMDb, it says 2014.
Maybe that's...
It's about Luke... It's Luke Wilson and Helen Hunt. A mother travels cross-country to California to be with her son after he decides to drop out of school and become a surfer. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, yeah. Go watch. And thank you for listening. You can follow us on everything at Destiny Pizzas. Someone should just make a social network called, like, everything.
Yeah. Isn't there something that integrates lot of things?
You just sign up for that one account, and it just merges everything else, and it just...
You can put all the feats the same. Or
no, just make, like, one master profile for people if you have an account to everything.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I'm sure that wouldn't happen. Because that would require cooperate. Facebook allowed to do it.
Yeah, they wouldn't cooperate API and everything. With each other.
No. So, yeah, thank you for listening. Come back on Monday. And we'll have another
episode. September.
Yeah, and it'll be September. And you know what that means. It's the cold months are coming. The winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
It's the burr months. Anyways, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.